Appendix 2. Hope. What Elpis, being left behind in Pandora's jar, meant to the Greeks, and what it might mean for us today, has been a matter of intriguing debate among scholars and thinkers since the invention of writing, and perhaps even before that. For some, it reinforces the terrible nature of Zeus's curse on man. All the ills of the world were sent to plague us, they argue, and we were denied even the consolation of hope. The abandoning of hope, after all, is often used as a phrase that preludes the end to caring or striving. Dante's Gates of Hell commanded all who entered there entirely to abandon it. How terrible, then, to believe that hope might abandon us. Others have maintained that Elpis means more than hope. It suggests expectation, and not only that, but expectation of the worst, foreboding, in other words, dread, an impending sense of doom. This interpretation of the Pandora myth submits that the final fairy locked in the jar was, in fact, the most evil of them all, and that without it, man is at least denied a presentiment of the awfulness of his own fate and the meaningless cruelty of existence. With Elpis locked away, in other words, we are, like Epimetheus, capable of living from day to day, blithely ignorant of, or at least ignoring, the shadow of pain, death, and ultimate failure that looms over us all. Their interpretation of the myth is, in a dark manner, optimistic. Nietzsche looked at it in yet another, slightly different way. For him, hope was the most pernicious of all the creatures in the jar because hope prolongs the agony of man's existence. Zeus had included it in the jar because he wanted it to escape and torment mankind every day with the false promise of something good to come. Pandora's imprisonment of it was a triumphant act that saved us from Zeus's worst cruelty. With hope, Nietzsche argues, we are foolish enough to believe there is a point to existence, an end, and a promise. Without it, we can at least try to get on and live free of delusional aspiration. Hopefully, or hopelessly, we can decide for ourselves.